And this is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. History was made for Louisiana on Wednesday when Congressman Mike Johnson of Benton was elected Speaker of the House, making him the first from the state of Louisiana. Benton Mayor Shelley Horton says the Benton community couldn't be happier.
We're just very excited here, and congratulations to Speaker Johnson.
The House of Representatives had been without a speaker for 3 weeks, and Horton believes Johnson is the right man to bring the House together.
We have the utmost confidence that he is going to be able to make a difference and to mend a lot of wounds and get the House started in the right direction.
Johnson was the fourth to gain the nomination for Speaker when he was finally elected yesterday. After his nomination, his election happened quickly. Horton says Johnson is easy to know and describes his temperament and skill.
Has a very easy personality to communicate with others. He has incredible communication skills.
And an event that was triggered by the retiring of Les Geis, the current Louisiana Tech University president who's been at the university 10 years as president, 45 years overall. He's going to step down at the end of the year. Yesterday, the University of Louisiana system president that leads the 9 UL universities, Dr. Jim Henderson, is stepping back, and he will be named the president of Louisiana Tech University. He'll take over Louisiana Tech beginning January 1st. The board voted to suspend its board rule guiding presidential searches, and they named Dr. Henderson as the sole finalist during a meeting earlier in the month. Board Chair Liz Pierre stated that Dr. Henderson is uniquely qualified to lead the institution to a bright future. In a shocking move last night that many were not ready for, though, Dr. Henderson's job opens up as president of the University of Louisiana system, and the Board of Supervisors unanimously appointed Rick Gallo. He is the current president of Grambling State University. He's Grambling's 10th president and has been leading the school since 2016. He now will step up and lead the 9 UL schools beginning January 1st. He earned a Bachelor of Arts in History from Grambling, a Juris Doctorate from Southern University School of Law, and he's working on a Doctorate of Organizational Leadership from Southeastern University in Lakeland, Florida. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe, a community service of the University of Louisiana Monroe.